proud of you, Mo.
Fun Phone PR number 61. Tape March 28th, air June 7th. We're into June.
Yeah, oh, shut up yourself.
I like to get into April myself.
Outtake.
Here we go. Would you hang the phone up, please, while we're recording?
Daffy, I can't take another day of this diet the doctor put me on.
Stu, you've only been on it for 2 hours.
Yeah, and that's 3 hours too much.
Stu, you've got to take off 15 pounds. If you don't, you'll look like Dave Shokas.
It's going to kill us.
Wait a minute, what do you mean the diet's going to kill us?
No, Shokas is going to kill us for what you just said. Jeffy, I've been on this diet for a week now.
How much weight have you lost?
Look at the scale, Jeffy. I've gained 20 pounds.
How can you gain 20 pounds when you're on a diet? Who put you on a diet?
Doctor.
That answers my question. You better get him over here right now.
Stu, how could you have gained 20 pounds?
Because of your stupid diet, that's how.
Have you been eating between the meal that I put you on?
Of course not. I'm trustworthy.
How do you do? I'm Doctor.
Come on, Doc, I'm serious.
How do you do? I'm Moba.
Look, I don't need to listen to these recycled jokes from one day at a time. I can't figure out how I'm gaining weight instead of losing it.
Maybe you're just a born fatty.
And you're a born ignoramus.
The only thing I see is that you are nibbling between mealtimes.
I told you that I'm not!
Well, I guess we're going to have to get you a guard to prove that you're not.
What are you talking about?
Jeffy, can you stay with Stu for a while until we get this thing straightened out?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Good. I want a daily report from you, minute by minute, on what Stu is doing.
Now, wait a minute!
Don't worry, Stu. I'll sleep next to the refrigerator.
All right.
That way, I can tell if you try and sneak a snack.
I'll be going.
Good. Get out. I can tell this is going to be one hell of a night.
It's 2 a.m. and all's well. Not a peep out of Stu. I guess I can turn in. Who can that be at 2 a.m.?
La-dee-da-da-da.
Stu, what are you doing up at 2 in the morning?
Now here you are, sir. That'll be a 3:50.
Thank you very much. Oh, boy, a delicious pizza. Yum, yum.
Stu! Are you out of your mind? Do you realize what you're doing? Stu! Stu, will you look at me? Stu! Listen to me! Why aren't you listening to me? Stu! What's the matter? Are you deaf? Oh, I get it. You're pretending that I'm not even here. Well, it won't work. I'll make you listen to me. I'll start yelling your private number all over the neighborhood. You don't believe I'd do it, do you? Well, I'll show you. Hey, everybody! Stu's private number is...
How could I have left my front door open on a cold night like this?
Stu!
Let me in! Stu, let me in! Help! Let me in!
It was weird, Doctor. Stu was completely ignoring me, and I threatened to yell out his private number all over the neighborhood, and before I knew it, he locked me out of his apartment.
Then there can be only one explanation for this. Stu hates you.
Very funny, Doctor. He's starting to scare me.
Actually, I think it's a mild case of somnolence.
Somnolence? Oh my God, can he be cured?
Of course he can.
Well, what does he have to take?
He doesn't have to take anything. Somnolence is a form of sleepwalking. The cure would be to tell him.
You mean all we have to do is tell him?
Yes. You see, he has no idea of what he's doing. And if he's told, it will lock into his subconscious.
Stu, you really don't remember ordering a pizza at 2 in the morning?
Jeffy, are you crazy? You know how much sleep I need to function the next day. It's the only way I can act normal.
So you've never had enough sleep, huh?
Look, you!
Just kidding. Anyway, that's what you did. You were sleepwalking. The doctor calls it Somnex.
Somnolence, you peanut butter sandwich.
Whatever. Anyway, you should be cured now that I've told you.
How do you know that?
Because it'll lock in your unconscious.
Subconscious.
Okay, Sigmund Freud. Anyway, that's why you were gaining weight. Finally, I can go home.
What a rough night. I can't seem to sleep at all. Jeffy's gone home. I wonder if I can... Yeah, I can't see why not. He'll never know. And that was just the area code. No. Hello, Pizza King? Yeah, this is Stu Funphone. Will you please send over a giant pizza with everything? Thanks. They'll never know. Boy, am I starved. That's what I call fast service.
That'll be $3.50.
Okay, here you...
Jeffy! Aha, you recognize me.
Oh, swell.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Jeffy, this diet is killing me.
Yeah, I know it is, Stu, so I'm gonna let you have this pizza.
You are? Gee, Jeffy, thanks a lot.
After you pay me the $3.50.
Oh, here.
What's the big idea? This pizza is rubber.
I know, you've got to stick to your diet.
No, not tonight, because tonight I'm going to have Arm of Jeffy. What? Right now.
Oh, no, Stu, it was just...